Elizabeth Warren's administration would require mass government expansion, analysis finds. By Hannah Blow on November 26, 2019. A presidential administration led by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, would result in the mass expansion of what supporters of President Trump have come to describe as the swamp, requiring the creation of at least 20 offices, bureaus, agencies, divisions or councils, an analysis from Fox News reveals. The presidential hopeful has released a series of plans spanning dozens of pages throughout the course of her presidential bid. She has touted Medicare for All, flooded a proposal to largely wipe out student debt and offer free college, and put forth a comprehensive proposal designed to honor and empower tribal nations and indigenous peoples, specifically. Not only will her proposals cost billions, even trillions of dollars, they will also require the expansion of existing federal offices and bureaus in addition to the creation of new ones. Per Fox News. For instance, a new secure democracy administration would have the power to take over the administration of federal elections from state governments that run afoul of certain standards. A White House budgetary office of tribal affairs would track and advance Native American-related spending. The outlet went through her plans and documented the number of new federal agencies Warren called for. Those include a Tenant Protection Bureau to enforce tenants' rights, take on bad actors, and make sure landlords keep affordable housing within reach for working families, a new White House Budgetary Office of Tribal Affairs, which would, according to her website, help consult with tribes, and track and advance government-wide progress toward meeting the federal government's trust and treaty responsibilities through proper funding and by providing transparency and detail to all federal funding for Native and Indigenous programs, and a National Office of the Public Advocate to help the public engage with important legal changes made by federal agencies during the rulemaking process. But Warren's plans don't just create offices. She further advocates for a litany of commissions, programs and positions that also would expand the scope of other parts of the federal bureaucracy, Fox News added, citing her proposal for a special envoy for the human rights of LGBTI persons. Warren has claimed in the past that her massive wealth tax will cover the bulk of her proposals. A recent ad dropped by the Warren campaign, titled "Elizabeth Warren Stands Up to Billionaires," claims that Warren's wealth tax can pay for universal childcare, universal pre-K, the cancellation of student loan debt, universal free college, and more. Despite what Elizabeth Warren may think, more big government isn't the solution, she continued. President Trump believes our government should be smaller, smarter, and more efficient, which is why he has delivered on his campaign promise to shrink the federal bureaucracy and get the government off the backs of the American people, she added.